views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Divine Divas Radio Show. Here we are, we're pink, high-heeled, gloriously golden goddesses, spiritually driven, already awakened, emerging and evolving into the highest part of ourselves. We've gestated birth and are now in the afterbirth process, being all that we can be at the growing edge of humanity. Divine Divas Radio will help you to move forward and grow your lives to be all that you can be. This hit show is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy with you every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So join the divas and evolutionary visionaries as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. Now, here are your hosts, Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns.
And I'm Cheryl Angela.
And you are listening to the Divine Divas Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We Divine Divas are devoted to helping you find and use your authentic, femininely empowered voice each and every Friday. And we're all about love, light, and laughter through spiritually uplifting chat, voice, and sound work. And we'll also be inviting luminaries, authentically gifted and empowered coaches, speakers, sound masters, and authors, helping you to raise your vibration upwards and upwards. And you know, the question is, as ever, are you aware of how using sacred sound and voice work can totally transform and heal your life? So you know what? Welcome, dearest hearts. It's so wonderful to be back with you once again this week.
Yes. Hello, everybody. It's just so exciting to be here. I have a fabulous show ahead of us. And Patricia, have you had a good week?
What's new for you this week? I've had a great week. Yeah. Hi,
yes.
Cheryl. Lovely to
hi, Patricia.
You. I've had a great week. We're continuing to be shifting and moving, getting ready for the big move. So I guess I've been focusing on that quite a lot. What about you? What's new with you?
Oh, I've had an amazing weekend. I got to spend some time with Marion Williamson
this
week, and that was super inspiring, and with beautiful women. And last night, I spent time with an amazing, amazing Native American healer.
Wow.
So my heart's just on fire, and I'm just constantly, my mind's being blown constantly, which is awesome.
Well, that's brilliant. Well, we're all going to get the vibes of that sacred fire that's burning in mm-hmm. your heart. But listen, we've got an absolutely amazing guest. Tell us all about her.
Yeah, so today I'm so excited we get to welcome Alessandra Solari, who I met in person. She lives here in San Diego, and she's just phenomenal. Alessandra was born and educated in Chile and attended the University of California in San Diego. And she has a degree in counseling and a background in photography and film. But she's really a transformational leader, and she was gifted with spiritual gifts at a young age, and from about the age of 14 she started to be able to unfold those gifts and develop them. And then a big transformation in her life with the loss of her son propelled her on a pilgrimage to Central Mexico, where she was awakened into her highest work, which she is expanded upon today, and she created a system of wisdom called the Golden Heart Teachings, which has transformed pain and suffering and brought people into a mindset of self-acceptance, celebration, and self-empowerment. And she's been both nationally and internationally performing that work, and currently she's focusing on unveiling her teachings on the Queen, which is a system for women's wisdom. Mm-hmm. So we're so excited about that because,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's teaching these teachings of the Queen in classes, seminars, lectures, and she soon have a book released in 2014. Great. So today we're going to really explore the teachings of the Queen and how that can enhance us in really being fully in our divine feminine power. So,
fantastic.
Welcome.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So welcome, Alessandra. Hello. We're so honored to have you.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl. I am so delighted to be here with you and Patricia. So excited to just reflect this beautiful, you know, woman inside all of us, the Queen.
Yes, thank you. And that's, you know, we're actually burning to know how you discovered the Queen in you.
That is a journey, and I'm feeling a bit of the fire in your heart as well. So it's going to fire me up to tell you the story. It's a journey for us all. You know, as little girls, we dream big dreams, and we have inspirations. And as a young girl, I dreamed of helping humanity. That was really my main goal. And knowing that, I was, you know, on a journey of self-discovery and expansion. And down the road, with all of life's happenings, I discovered that the model of woman that I needed to help humanity, I didn't really have as much honoring as I can give to my mother, who was absolutely beautiful woman, mm-hmm. and taught me so many things. And I honor her every day. She sadly did not have the model that I needed of empowerment to be kind and vulnerable and wise as a woman, but also strong enough to get out there into humanity and speak the wise words that I needed to speak with strength to inspire others to follow their best reflection, their highest sense of self. I didn't have that model yet. I didn't know a woman like that. So how I discovered the Queen after so long of an inner search journey, like I said before, was really that I needed that model, and the book of Cleopatra fell on my head in a bookstore.
Wow.
When something falls on your head, you know you're supposed to look at it.
Cleopatra is knocking on my door. And I know that is quaint of her to help me.
We'll make sure you got that one, right?
Yes. After reading pretty much about 500-600 pages, I understood that you can be a very sensitive and feminine and very reflective, intuitive, perceptive woman, and at the same time have the intelligence, the smarts, and the wisdom to know that you have the empowerment to come out and do your dream and whatever it is that you want to do. Both sides are needed. And absolutely. If we are just an empowered woman that is not connected to the feminine side or connected to that vulnerability, then we are just an empowered woman, maybe even in competition with men, you know, not very likable. But if we have both and we understand how that works inside of us, we are really able to conduce, you know, life with kindness and at the same time, a very strong voice. And so in me, it was really part of my journey, a little bit of every woman that I saw strength in, mm-hmm. kindness, my mother, my sisters, and so on. And then as well, some of my good friends, but most of all, that model that Cleopatra completed for me.
That's so beautiful.
That is really lovely, Alessandra, but I think I pre-warned you that we do need to go to breaks, and we're just coming up to one now. So you are listening to Patricia and Cheryl and Alessandra Solari with the Divine Divas Radio Show. So let's take a break right now. When we come back, we'll be hearing more from our beautiful queen-like guest, Alessandra. So stay tuned.
To the Sandy Katie Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Well, welcome back to the Divine Divas Radio Show, everybody, with Patricia, Cheryl, and this week, Alessandra Solari. Such a beautiful woman. She's standing in and owning her power, and she's going to help you today to do just the same thing. And we're hearing there's a book in the offing, so much wonderful information being channeled and brought forward to share with you all. And we're very honored to have you on the show, Alessandra. And it's such a beautiful name. Do you know the meaning of your name?
It means helper of the world.
Wow. <Ta-da>. Absolutely. That's
fantastic. And I accept.
Huh?
And I accept.
Absolutely. Okay, Cheryl, over to you. You're doing the questions. You're doing the honors tonight.
Well, it is truly an honor. And before we went to break, you were sharing with us, Alessandra, about your journey in discovering the Queen and your passage in that to finding full empowerment, like embodying all aspects of being a woman.
Yeah.
And I know when you were with me and we talked together in person, you shared about the different aspects of a woman. I was wondering if you could just name that for us, because that was just so fascinating.
I would love to. And actually, the visual that I'd like to give is an apple. Just think for a second that every woman is just a wonderful apple, the fruit. And it is, you know, wholesome and pure and aromatic and sweet and gentle, kind. And so if we're all apples and we, with life, give our pieces away, sometimes we end up with a core, or we end up becoming bitter apples, and then life isn't so lovely anymore. So with these teachings, you become the apple again, and the apple is divided into 9 pieces. These 9 pieces are for self-understanding, and it starts with the Queen, which is the highest reflection, which is the best of our self-acceptance. It continues with the lady, which is the voice of kindness, because sometimes the queen is not very accessible. And then we continue with the seductress, which is really the freedom to be ourselves, our nature, whatever may call us to you know, that inspires us in life, to have that freedom to roam that way is the seductress. Mm-hmm. After that, we have the inner child, which is really our childhood dreams and our vulnerability, and not to be given to other people. So a woman must understand how to be sacred with that space inside herself. After that, we have the mother, which is where most women are, is in the mother or the worker. And the mother is unconditional love, but we have to learn to use all facets of self. Mm. After the mother comes the worker. The worker should be only directed at tasks or focused tasks, not for all day living. That means I get up and I work at putting breakfast on the table. I work at getting to a job, or I work at taking the kids to school. Then I work at going to yoga. Then I work at, you know, being with a friend all the way to the night after dinner where I'm completely exhausted. And then I work at maybe having an intimate relationship with my husband or my lover, whomever, right?
And yeah, so that sounds super tiring like that.
Exhausting. Yeah. And most women in the world today are most likely in their worker and in their mother, mothering everyone and working all day long, even at staying fit, at staying pretty, at staying young, everything that we have to face as a woman. And so these teachings say, no, wait. The mother is, it serves as unconditional love, but the worker is only task-oriented. I use my worker very little. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, I'm using the freedom of my seductress and my queen's empowerment, pretty much.
Mm. Wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl. Sorry. Yeah. After the worker, we have the healer. Every woman has a healer inside. We have an incredible perception and intuitive ability that we have had since early man because of bearing children. And so we must continue to develop that, even to heal ourselves. After the healer comes the visionary, my favorite piece, where I'm really open and free to creating as much as I want to create here and as many visions as I see, especially for the world. And the last piece, which is a saving grace, is the saint. We all have a space inside our nature that is saintly, that is pure energy, pure spirit. And even regardless of whatever life we have had, whatever has happened to us, whatever we've done or haven't done, we all have that purity and we lose it along the way. So as you can see, the apple and all the pieces of the apple are really the emblem of the queen. Mm-hmm. That understanding internally, the understanding among the pieces and how to come from one space or the other creates an incredible, if you want to say, a composition of music that creates great harmony in every woman. And I have tested this for a long, long time in my practice. And there are many women that can say how they transformed through this process.
It's so beautiful. I love it. It's just so expanded.
Too.
Isn't that wonderful?
It
That's
is.
So wonderful.
Thank you so much. I'm so delighted that you are.
I mean, I remember you sharing that with me, and you know, personally, and it stuck with me completely because it was like somebody saying you have permission to be every single aspect of yourself and really breathing into and feeling all of those aspects, and we can navigate life from another place than just this place that you were talking about, the worker and the mother, that just becomes very tiring and exhausting. Mm-hmm. We can generate from all these angles and aspects of our being. So I love the apple image.
I love it.
So, isn't that wonderful? So fresh. And I can smell it.
Yes.
But you know what? Apple. Alessandra, what occurred to me while you were speaking was also that I think the apple reaches a stage as well when it's ripe. And it actually falls off the tree. And that's when you've got it and you step into the holistic power of womanhood, don't you think?
100%. And knowing that, Patricia, it's knowing that and accepting that
Absolutely.
Gives you your crown. That's when you are crowned, because knowing that you have that in you. I am my life experience, and I'm proud of it.
Absolutely. Yay. I'm with you.
Wonderful. And what's so great is that for those of us that have explored all these different aspects of our being, it was so magnificent to have it so well articulated in what you said in those nine aspects. I just love it. And the crowning of it all being the queen. So obviously all women have the queen inside of them.
Everything.
And how would you encourage women to get to know their own queen?
I would say that it, you know, the best beginning stage is think about if every woman thought about the mirrors that she has seen herself through since childhood. For example, mother, father, caretakers, environment. And if they like that mirror, they can enhance with the queen. But if they don't like those mirrors, then they can start to think, what if I was a queen? What if I was this pure apple? What if everything that's happened to me in my life isn't reflecting me? I don't allow it. So if every woman, just even the listeners today, can say to themselves, it doesn't matter who I have been to myself through those mirrors of reflection, I will now start to believe in myself as the best of me, my highest reflection. Think of this. If you're going up a bridge, at the top of the bridge, there is a beautiful woman, and that is you, and she's waiting for you. And you just have to reflect. You have to imagine that you are her. And that's the beginning of every woman becoming her. Now, obviously, we have tools and techniques and everything accessible for you to do this. I have created the whole system and tested it as well. But the beginning, the very beginning, is to say, do I really like those mirrors that I have been looking at myself through? Do those mirrors really help me to become happy and self in self-celebration? Or do they destroy me? Do I sabotage myself every time I look in the mirror?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the legacy? I would like for everyone to think, you know, what is the legacy that you're leaving by leaving an ugly image of you? That is not fair to you nor your legacy. Mm-hmm. For me, it's important to leave a legacy of empowerment to all the young women that are following me. All the young women that come for generations to come, you know, and that's very important. So if every woman just takes consciousness of that today, in this moment, just think, am I just those mirrors that were reflected to me over time and the people that have crossed my life? And that's not enough.
Right. Yeah. Well, like you mentioned, people don't always have good role models. They don't always have good examples of empowerment. And so then they have to self-discover, just like you went to self-discover, how can I really be fully empowered? I haven't seen a completely empowered woman yet. I've seen beautiful women showing certain aspects of that, like my mother, but I haven't seen the full-blown, you know, full bloom of it. And so be getting in touch with those aspects within and cultivating it.
It's beautiful, Patricia. And if you look in the mirror of the highest reflection of you on top of that bridge, you will see your queen. And that's the best model of all in all of us, in women.
Yes.
We can all find that now because the tool is I have it. I've created it. You will soon be able to access it. And it's simple to have. It really is.
Well, Alessandra, hold that thought, because again, we have to go to break. So I'm Patricia with co-host Cheryl and our beautiful guest, Alessandra. You're listening to the Divine Divas Radio Show. And when we come back, we'll be sharing more information about the power of being the queen. So stay tuned.
On
the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi there, everybody, and we are back on the Divine Divas Radio Show. This is Patricia with co-host Cheryl Angela and our very special guest today, Alessandra Solari. And just to say that we were listening to Cheryl's beautiful, beautiful harp music in between the segments today. And if you want to get that particular CD, Cheryl, where do we go for that?
We go to my website, which is CherylAngela.com.
Fantastic.
And right there in the store, you can get the music. Thank you,
so
Patricia.
It's so gorgeous. It just goes right into the heart chakra. Although, which one was that? I know you've got different chakra ones.
That one was the heart that we came in with. Yes.
Oh, well, perfect.
We're very on good. The ball.
Yes. Okay, so... Also, Alessandra, just to say about your website, if you could give that to people, and also perhaps your Facebook connection, that would be great.
Yes, I would love to, Patricia. It's thegoldenheart.net is the website.
Okay.
And on Facebook, which is the most updated, and you'll receive wisdom there quite often, it's mm-hmm. called, the page is called The Queen by Tree of Gold.
The Queen by Tree of Gold. Hope everybody's writing that down, because as Alessandra says, she's updating that fairly often. So just a wee bit of promotion at the moment, just to keep you updated on the Divine Divas Radio Show. You know we're all about voice work, speaking up and out, whether you're writing a book, delivering workshops, teaching children, whatever it is for you, we can help you find the authentic voice within that really needs to be heard right now. We need to stand up. We need to count. Every word we say counts. Every thought we think counts also. So do come to our website, www.divinedivasradio.com. Sign up there and receive your free MP3 and lots of information on how to utilize and harness the power of your voice in your life. And also, if you want to phone in today to book either a free voice session with myself or one with Cheryl, please phone in. It's 1-800-930-2819. We're both offering one and it's first come, first serve. So it's 1-800-930-2819. But you know, I was listening to that. You articulate everything so beautifully, Alessandra. And as you were speaking, it came into my head that, you know, we have ladies who are, well, I have to use the word of prostituting themselves. And I've quite often, just in observation and living life, I think as a counsellor and therapist and all the rest of it, I realise that there must be an element of very low self-esteem in there. However, I was wondering if you had any wisdom around that particular archetype and how perhaps these women could be helped out of that situation if indeed that is what they want to happen to themselves.
I love that you're bringing this up, Patricia, because yesterday I was actually, I'm creating a program that is going to help the wife of warriors that are coming back and, you know, wounded from war and so on. And we were creating the program yesterday and we were speaking about how trauma can create a sense of survival in people. And so if you think of prostitution, and especially if I'm thinking, if we're thinking of women who have to do this or choose to do this for whatever reason, and that's all they know. So their reflective mirror is that. How can we get them to change, or how can we inspire them to look at themselves with self-value? Well, here is why the queen works. And I love that question. Thank you so much for asking it. Okay. Because the queen is internal. And so what happens is the circumstances on the outside can be so detrimental. And if the woman continues to live in those detrimental ways, then how does she ever gain an iota of hope? And so the queen addresses this. Once the woman can see inside their minds through the visual given, through the understanding that they still can have this idea of themselves this way, once they're given that, once they can close their eyes and see their queen, it starts to spark the empowerment inside of themselves so they can have the freedom to choose wisely. Because from the old mirror, they cannot choose any different. So it would all, does that make sense?
It does, yes, absolutely.
So then, you know,
if the three of us were to go to, let's say, the slum somewhere in India, and I'm going to the extreme, and we asked a group of women to just listen for a second, and we inspire them to look at their inner queen, and I would help them understand this, and we could all close our eyes for a second and just see them, it would spark something in that woman's brain. It would spark something in that woman's heart. And she might not have the tools to get out, but it would spark the beginning of that journey.
That would
really
be wonderful.
It's sparking, I was just going to say it's sparking what's already there, but it's just been covered over.
Yes, absolutely. It is. That would be wonderful work, because that, to me, there is a great need for that worldwide, particularly in some of the countries, the Eastern countries. You know, it's just something that's needing
address. Patricia, get me to work. I will follow you to those countries and we can
make
it
happen.
Well, I have work for you here, actually, as Alessandra, in San Diego, because what's also coming to me is that one of the, I also work with wounded warriors, actually the men in the military who have been traumatized, but also there's a large percentage of women in the military who, and this, of course, will apply to women in the same situation, who've gone through rape and sexual abuse. And the same for all victims of rape, that this is the same thing, that many times they can't see how they can emerge and feel really whole again as a woman, having had an experience such as rape happen to them, and being able to activate the queen inside and helping them to just activate that and then merge into that and all aspects of that would be terrifically healing for all women that have experienced rape. And in my work as a healer, the percentage of rape from a young age all the way later into life is astoundingly high. Yeah. I mean, it's at least 50% of the people that I see, and they didn't come just for that. It just emerges in the course of treating them. So there's a lot of work to be done on all shores. Yeah,
absolutely. And so can you imagine if the inner child in that woman is completely wounded, but her queen is not? And her visionary can then sort of, between the queen and the visionary, they can help the inner child heal inside of her. And I know it sounds confusing, but it's really that simple. It's so simple that it's confusing. As long as they learn the language of the queen, they will understand how to do that. So yes, anything that I can be of service with, I'm all there, Cheryl. I would love to work with you.
Good. Awesome. So go ahead, Patricia.
Yeah, I was just going to say that my intention is to come to San Diego to meet up with Cheryl and do a workshop late March next year, Alessandra. Yeah. So I hope we can all get together, because, you know, maybe we need to look at this coming to Europe or wherever. And if I can in any way help facilitate that, I would love to do that. Absolutely.
I accept with a full heart of fire, Patricia.
Good. I love it.
I will accept it completely. I am so ready and so honored to be in this place of complete joy to express this to women, and in the kindest format. I'm just in love with it, because it has really changed me. It has changed me to the best person I can be. And I want that for everyone. So, yes.
Absolutely. I love it. And, you know, it translates very much into the work that Cheryl and I do, because we're both transformational coaches using sound and voice work. And we, too, help people to find those aspects of themselves without actually articulating it. Sort of, I think the musical sounds permeate the subconscious mind, bypassing the conscious. So basically, we're all singing from the same hymn sheet here, and it is a beautiful melody that we're creating. And we're going to go to a break in a moment. And Alessandra, I'd be honoured if you just continue. I think Cheryl and I were going to sort of go on into the next break and do our usual. But this is so fascinating. Cheryl, would you agree we need to carry it forward
we want to make sure that our audience has, you know, the maximum to go with today.
I am here. I would love to. Thank
All righty. Well, this is Patricia, Cheryl and Alessandra with the Divine Divas Radio Show. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, well, we probably will be singing, who knows. Stay tuned.
To write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net. Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia and Cheryl.
And again, I'm just going to remind you all, you've been listening to Cheryl's beautiful heart music, so please go to her website and get your MP3 there. Just to give you my website, if anybody wants to make contact for any soul empowerment work, going through your ancestral blockages, clearing the distortions in your DNA, that kind of thing, please visit www.patriciairiscairns.com. And lots there, lots of products, CDs for healing chakras, healing the wounds within, all that kind of thing available there. But you know, we've been talking to the beautiful Alessandra Solari this evening. Well, it is in the UK, guys, but it's just been fascinating. Alessandra, we'd like to thank you so very, very much for taking time to come on with us. And I'd like you just to share with our beautiful listeners out there, we want them to have the most out of this session. Would you give them one word of advice for the weekend, the rest of the week, the rest of their lives? What would that be?
I would love to, Patricia. What comes to mind right away when you ask me that is, when in doubt, be your queen. Just imagine, just play act as though you're a child putting on a cape and a crown. How would you act? So the whole weekend, I would love for women to feel that about themselves and just treat themselves with that honoring.
Fabulous.
That's beautiful.
I'm there already. I've got my crown.
One child.
Three queens on a mission.
So may I ask a question right now? Something is coming to me is how do women integrate that queen in their relationships with men and also with their families?
That is the most... It is a beautiful understanding once we have sort of mastered a little more. But here's the basic information. Most of us attract to us what we need to see reflected in others. So that just means that if I'm not feeling that great about myself, I may be attracting people who are going to showcase that. And so even if I'm in a relationship right now that the man is not honoring me or treasuring me, cherishing me as a queen, and I keep nagging and nagging and nagging to be treasured, then I am not in the state of self-acceptance. What I would like is if we could look at it this way, because it is such an expanded teaching. So I'm trying to define it very simply. Mm. If I come from my lady's voice, I won't nag a man to do things. I won't say to him, you're bad for not being a good person constantly, because that is what I'm showing him. If I come from my lady's voice, I would ask him to be a gentleman and help me. I would start to treat him with kindness, because men do not react well to our bitter apple, so to speak.
No.
They react well to our fullness, to our self-acceptance. If a woman is in self-acceptance, she is going to come to her man not demanding for him to fill the voids of pain in those mirrors. She is going to come and say, you either enhance my life and I love that, or I'm no longer happy in this situation, right? And so with children, it's the same thing. With families, you know, when I started to become and practice the queen in me, I would tell my three daughters, please refer to me with kindness, for I am a queen. And they would all laugh, of course. But little by little, they started to understand that if I came from kindness, they had absolutely no option but to return with kindness, because I gave no room for any other type of behavior. And so instead of arguing and fighting and nagging, I stopped that behavior and became more strategic, in the sense that if I know that I need my needs to be addressed, I will not scream them out. I will ask for them through my lady, through my seductress, and not through the nags of my inner child, because that's where most women go with men.
Yeah. Mm. I particularly
love that. Love that.
Absolutely. And you know what? If you think about mirroring, then we're all doing okay because we've all attracted each other.
Yes.
Absolutely. Great friends are a good sign that you're loving yourself. Yes.
Yeah.
But, true, and that's how it begins. That's wonderful observation, Patricia. That's how it begins. Imagine if in one neighborhood all the women started to feel good about themselves this way. What would they be capable of doing? Changing the world, really.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we're embarked on. Sorry to chip in, Cheryl. Back to you.
Oh, no, it's perfect. I love it. And I'm just thinking, you know, it's in the interest of all men to have their women be queens, because it's going to be much, much more enjoyable, happy relationship that they're having.
You know that most men come to me, my clients and so on, and they ask me, when are you going to create the king? Because they've seen such transformation in their women that they're asking for the king. And obviously, I'm not a man, so that may take a little longer to start. But they're fascinated because the queen does not go against men. It's actually very celebratory of men. And it helps men.
Yes.
It helps men understand women, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we're just going to have to watch time. And I was hopeful that we would all get together, perhaps just to celebrate that coming together in our queenness, our magnificence, our oneness, and make our hearts sing with joy. And the sound we make to do that is simply the sound of ah. And I'm going to ask our other divine diva, who is behind all the technical equipment there, Brian, to join with us. Are you ready to join in your
king? King's coming now, Brian.
Are you there, Brian?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, well, thank you for doing the necessary with our program tonight. And
I
hope you're going to join with us in our sound from our heart. Okay. So I'm just going to ask everybody out there listening just to breathe deeply and relax, accept and allow, closing your eyes, taking all of your awareness to your heart center, and just finding that space of love and expansion in there, and tenderness and compassion, mostly for yourself, all for you. And just sound that out after taking a lovely deep breath in. 1, 2, and 3. Ah. one last time. Beautiful. And just a quick reminder to go to the divinedivasradio.com, register there to get your free MP3 and other things that will be appearing from time to time. Remember to make that sound when you want to bring yourself back to your core center, back into alignment with Spirit and with Mother Earth. And our thanks again to Alessandra. She's just been a gift, a joyous gift to us all.
Thank you, Alessandra.
Yeah. Thank you, Cheryl. I absolutely loved it. Thank you so much.
Good, good, good. And thanks to Cheryl as well. Thank you. Amazing
Thank
and
you,
wonderful
Patricia.
Co-presenter. It's we're having such fun. And again to Brian, thank you so much.
What a pleasure. Thank you for having me every Friday.
Oh, Brian.
We love you, Brian.
We literally couldn't do
and
it.
And I love yous too. Thank you.
Okay, and I guess our message, as always, is just believe in the power of your divine soul sound, that heart sound, because it will heal this world. Remember, as you heal yourself, it has a knock-on effect through the vibration of this universe, this cosmos, and it affects every soul. And there are over 7 billion out there, so you're not just healing yourself, you're healing the entirety of humanity. So go with the flow, Divine Divas, until next week. And thank you all for tuning in to our show. Please join us every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. here in the UK. And Cheryl, I guess you want to say some words about what we're doing next week?
Well, next week we will rock. Because it's you and me, Patricia.
It is.
We're going to be jingling. Yes, we're going to have lots of fun, lots of sound and healing and transformation going on next week. And I think we're going to work on our jingle a little bit, aren't we?
We are. We're going to work with Brian on that. We might do a live recording, so we'll see. But anyway, lots of love to you all. And it's goodbye from Cheryl.
Yes, goodbye, everybody. We love you.
And it's goodbye from me. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela. This hit show is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary vision each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together, and visit DivineDivasRadio.com. The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together, and visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.